Hi, I'm here. It's 9:59 according to my wife. We'll wait a minute more and get going, right?
Okay, sure.
As we're voting today, we'll have to have a quorum, right? So let me just see the participants. Have we got enough?
Yes, we have Mr. Pitoit, Ms. Mamarekhane, Mr. Njato, Mr. Okam, Mr. Reiter, Mr. Muletsana, Ms. Mashango.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So we're waiting for Kiva now.
Yeah, Zolani. Okay. All right, we can get started. It's 10 o'clock. Firstly, welcome everybody. I see Yanga is here too from National Treasury and whoever else is here from outside the committee. Welcome everybody. excuse me, you all got the report. Sorry. Somebody is saying something?
Okay. I was saying
good morning, Chairperson.
All right. Hello, Yanga. Okay, you're a bit quirky today, I see. Maybe because you're getting your bill processed finally. Okay, so welcome everybody. Basically, colleagues, what we're doing today is obviously we have all had our study groups and, or I don't know who Moletsane meets with, but, you know, and Fani, but, you know, presumably they talk to themselves and arrive at a policy decision, but which is really nice because then you don't have to worry about differences of views. So I wish I had that. <Degrady. laughs> We had our study group and much of what we said yesterday is consistent with what was decided. I have had a quick chat with Mr. Ryder to explain that broadly, I can't share with him exactly all the discussions, but broadly, I think most of us think that the issues here were very good. But we feel that on balance, it's safer to just go the National Treasury route. But there are some problems because I did engage with Esther and Frank yesterday about the complexities of how you manage changes on a 75 bill in a context where Parliament rises, for us at least, at the end of the first or second week of December. And we have to engage with the powers that be. I've already raised it, that the MTPPS may have to come forward a week. And certainly the NA must bring the tax bills to us quicker. But that's a matter we'll discuss with the NA. And we have put a section in there. In fact, there's one thing that Frank looked at it again this morning and wanted to add. Just remind me, Nicole, when we get there, it's in the TLAB bill. So, but it applies to all bills. So having said that, the process will be the usual one. We now look at the policy issues through the reports. But remember, the sequence is we vote on a bill first and then the report. But in order to facilitate and expedite the process, what we do is we look at the policy issues, look at the report informally, and then we check that the clauses that are there are consistent with what the policy issues are. In this case, it's easy because the majority party's view is they will accept the bill grudgingly and with some reservations in certain respects, Yanga. But we are now looking to a process to deal with these issues via the NA committee. So having said that, secondly, we've got minutes. Now, Nkululeko reminded me last night that we have to pass the minutes today or we have a separate meeting on Tuesday. It occurred to me that it's very unlikely members want to come to a meeting simply because of the minutes, right? 13 tenths of a minute. So, you know, we can finish them today as well. And we can spill over 2 hours. And when I said, let's have a 2-hour meeting today, it was having forgotten that, you know, we still have the minutes that are outstanding. So having said that, I just only had the time to speak to Mr. Ryder. I didn't get a chance to speak to Fani and Moletsane. But I think the first thing to do then, unless anybody else has got a better idea, is to look at the rates and monetary bill because it's more straightforward. And remember, it's coming to effect immediately. The minister announces in late February these customs and excise increases and so on. And for the reasons we've discussed endlessly in the unable effects and so on. So, colleagues, if you look at the rates and monetary report, which you got last night and you had an extra hour this morning to read, you must remember that the first parts are dealt with by Esther and Poppy. And then the observations and recommendations that the chair does, right? Based sometimes on drafts that the team does, but ultimately the chair does it. So the issue that really matters, what we've really got is in the first part, just simply the points of view of the various stakeholders. So what would happen is our team would summarize both the stakeholders' position and the National Treasury's position. And then we come to conclusion. So on the rates and monetary bill, sorry, I got an earlier version there. Look, I'm not very good at a computer, unlike you younger people like Dikeledi and Dennis and all. So let's go to draft, talent, draft rate bill. Yeah, okay. So here we are. The main point is under four, observations and recommendations, right? And you've read that we've noted the concerns raised and the proposals made. The main issue, as you know, is that Mr. Ramji, who came here on behalf of the heated tobacco, it's a new area for us. It's also a new area for Treasury. So we've said, don't act like you know everything, Yanga and your team. You don't. You know, you're not Grissom from CSI, if you know that program, right? Fact is, you don't know. So that's why you'll see repeatedly in all three bills we say, you must check the outcomes. Now, there's a problem we have in talking to Dennis about. You see, you can ask them to report to the NCOP committee. We can't ask them to report to the NA committee, but in effect, we mean the NA committee. Because if they don't process these issues that we're saying need to be checked 2 years from now, when it comes to us, we're still stuck in the same bind. We can moan and groan. So I will commit myself, as I told Dennis, that WIP and I, each other, will meet with their WIP and the ANC chairperson and engage with them around these issues. We will write to them also and tell them, look, guys, please attend to this issue. So the main issue then is the last section, observations and recommendations, where we simply say, colleagues, that obviously you can't deal with the tobacco issues solely through taxes. Treasury agrees with that too. It's the health department and so on and so on. Then we say, we note, you see, in the last term, Dick Lady will tell you, we had a major hearing on briefing on the illicit tobacco trade. All the declarations, remember we had it there in M301 or something, and we all squashed it. It was a very big meeting, actually, but exaggerated by the size of the room. So what happened there was we had everybody, as I recall it, I think we had the police there, I'm not sure. Maybe we had the Vox there, we had FIC even, I think, there. And we had, obviously, National Treasury and SARS and so on. And SARS was beginning to slightly edge towards saying they need to revive that illicit economy structure and so on. And then we agreed on the program. And in fact, it's become embedded in the quarterly report that Treasury and SARS give to the Standing Committee on Finance. So they're dealing with that matter. And it doesn't really, I mean, we don't repeat. We say, having considered the issues raised by the stakeholders in the response of National Treasury, the committee accepts the amendment and further recommends Treasury, SAR, and other relevant agencies significantly increase their efforts in addressing the illicit tobacco trade, especially in view of the upsurge of the lockdown and the tobacco trade issues, illicit tobacco trade posing for health, right? National Treasury monitor the implementation of illicit products to assess the outcomes. So we'll have to speak to Joe on the other side, Chairperson, and see that they cooperate if they would with us. So that's the report. Now, so the policy issue here is we're accepting the amendment with a concern that this thing must be monitored. Right. Any points that members want to make on that? In Kuleleko, you just tell me, right? Members can just butt in as it were, because I'm not great at this hand-raising thing. I see no hands. Okay, so in that case, we will come back to the report. Let's look at the bill now. So let's go to the bill. You were sent the bill again this morning, right? Draft rates and monetary bill. Now, Yanga, are you ready? You've got to take us through the bill, right?
Yes, Chair.
Right. Yes. What I'm suggesting is because the issue here is what it is, that you've already brought it into effect, and never mind our reservations about you not knowing fully the outcomes, and you can't. You explain all treasuries and all revenue services can never anticipate fully what will happen, right? So we just plead with you, and we will insist on it that you review things, right? So can you take us through all the clauses, and then I'll come back. And members, can we do this? The best way to do it, because it's straightforward, both, is each clause that you read, if you want any clarity or you want to disagree with that specific clause, say so, okay? Is that agreed, members? This is not like the auditing profession, Act, Bill, and
yes, so on.
Things are much more difficult. You have to go through each clause. Is that agreed? Good. Okay, let's go for it. Yanga, you go to clause one. Tell us what it is.
Clause one used with the increase in transfer duty rate test.
Yeah, that's a straightforward one, which you've already announced, right, in the minister's speech.
Okay. And then clause two deals with the bracket adjustment in the rate of normal tax share, what is called bracket creep.
Yeah, okay, that's also straightforward, members.
Yes.
Okay.
Clause three deals with the increase in primary rebate, secondary rebate, and tertiary rebate checks.
Any questions? I take it members have read this. We've had it for quite a while now, at least 2 weeks, right? And I must confess, I only looked at it last night, and actually more this morning than even last night. Okay.
Clause 4 deals with increase in medical tax credit check.
Yeah, okay, that will be familiar with. 5?
Clause 5 deals with the adjustment of wear and tear for purpose of calculating travel expense against the car allowance check. We do that every year. Clause 6 deals with the increase in the cap on foreign remuneration exemption in Section 10102 check. From 1 million to 1.25 million.
Now, remember, colleagues, this has been processed already by the NA, and then the National Treasury checks that every word is correct, though they get it wrong at times. When they pick up mistakes, which is human error, they refer it to our committee formally as the NA committee, and then we change it and in our report, and then it's done. But remember also that our lawyers go through it to check that the wording is consistent with the policy decision. Okay, go ahead.
Clause 7 deals with increasing the limit on contributions to tax-free saving accounts, Chair.
Right, go ahead, because there's nobody...
Clause 8 deals with the adjustment of the formula for purpose of calculating rental value for fringe benefit tax in respect of employer-provided houses, Chair. We do that every year.
Okay.
And then clause 9 deals with the increase in duty on alcohol, tobacco, excise duty on alcohol and tobacco. And then they all refer to Schedule 2, Part 1 and 2 and 3. Okay.
Typical rates and monitoring.
They are all done in the schedule, Chair, on the attached schedule. And then clause 10 deals with the increase in carbon tax rate, Chair. And clause 11 is the title of the act.
All right, colleagues, comrades, have you picked up anything here that you want to change or given that, or you recommend a change because it's not consistent with what the bill seeks to do and what the policy issues are in it? Okay, that's not the case. You haven't found anything last night or this morning. Can we have a mover and a seconder for the bill, please?
Tikeledi moves, Chair.
Okay. A seconder?
That's the second, Chair.
Now, can we table the report that we just went through? The motion of desirability. I don't know, how do I sign the motion of desirability? This is the first bill now that we've dealt with since COVID. Do I sign it electronically in Nkululeko?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes.
All right. Can you read the motion of desirability out? It basically says, to save time, it simply says, that the committee, having considered the bill, it describes the bill, reports as follows, okay? That's a standard format. And then I sign the thing on behalf of the committee, and then we attach this report. Okay, colleagues, is that okay? Right. So then... can we have a mover for the report, please?
Thank you, Chair. Njadu moves for the adoption of the report.
Second, please.
Mamarahan, second, Chairperson.
Thank you, my friend. Now, Dennis, you want to put report, the DA reserves its position or something, or you're fine with this vote?
Chair, look, first of all, I'd like to just repeat my comment that I met you in private to say that I think the reports have been very well put together, so well done to the team. In line with our normal position, we will reserve our position on the report allowing us time to caucus and get a caucus position. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. In that case, Fani and Molesani, what's your position as parties?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the Freedom Front Plus also reserves its position on this.
Molesani, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Chair. Yes,
you oppose it.
Position.
Sorry?
We are reserving the power position.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. So the bill is passed as presented. Now we're going to the main bill, right? Which is Sorry, what's that? Oh, it's an unfortunate, unintended interruption. Colleagues, here again, if you look at the tax laws amendment bill, this is essentially the main policy one, right? Now this one we can go through more carefully. So you got it last night, and I take it you've looked at all the issues the stakeholders raised. And once again, the main issue is the observations and recommendations. Now, before we get there, I think we need to look at carefully what this actually says, colleagues, because Mr. Lerko, there are constant interruptions. Is somebody edging towards saying something, or they just haven't switched off their mic? Sorry?
It was a mistake, Chair. I'll switch off her mic.
Okay. Please help with that regard, because we want to finish reasonably expeditiously, if possible, by 12. Now, on processing the tax bills, colleagues, I think you need to read that carefully, right? It's an unprecedented number of submissions we got. Yes, there were, Momo points out that there were many submissions on the sugar beverages tax, but as I remember it, because I was brought in to explain why we made certain changes, it was because it was mainly one issue. It was mainly one issue, okay? And here, you've got a range of issues. And so, you know, it is unprecedented. Esther's been here for 9 years, and she says she hasn't come across this. Now, we explained that we did do what we, you know, we would postpone the voting, which is meant to be this afternoon in the House, and we had extra sitting. So I'm not sure what more we could do in the 75 bill. So we gave careful consideration, we say. It's not us, we know, but the NA that has the main decision-making power on a bill at 75. And then when considering a Section 75 bill or a money bill in terms of the Constitution, we can't amend the bill, remember. We can propose amendments to it in a report. So we write up the report. We don't amend the bill itself. Although we use that term legally and technically. You know, that's how it's done. And the NA then can meet the committee and reject the proposed amendments. Pick out the word ignore. I think it should say reject. And then Frank picked up something this morning. He says we should add after. So in Kuluneko and committee, I think the draft is not a political issue. It's a straightforward explanation. It says can choose to reject the proposed amendments after it reconsidered the bill, taking into account any amendments proposed by the NCLP. Okay? So I see Dennis is saying something in the chat. You can come in just now. And simply report the original bill again for the NA to pass the bill again and to submit the original bill to the president for assent. This can happen even if the NCLP rejects a Section 75 or money bill as a whole, right? The National Assembly Committee may alternatively, of course, except some or all of the proposals from the NCOP with such amendments, when accepted, are amendments made at the National Assembly Committee and it doesn't come back to us and the NA. This procedure is obviously weighted heavily in the favor of the NA, in contrast to the 76 bill. So, now, if there's a conflict, remember we explained all these things that some of us may have forgotten, new members in particular. In 76 bills, where the provincial provinces have a stake and municipalities have time, if there's disagreement in the two houses, you have to have a mediation committee. Frank tells me that it has happened on occasion since 1994. Now, 4.3. Now, obviously, when the NCOP considers the 75 report, like Wednesday, it will be basically, you know, an individual vote. The provinces don't have a provincial vote because the issues here are not provincial or local. I mean, they're national issues. How much of tax, income tax you pay, so it's no difference between one province and another. But even so, we stress that our committee is required to give effective attention to a 75 bill and independently review it. Otherwise, what's the rationale for us existing, right? I have looking at 75 bills. With respect to processing the bills, we need to better restructure the parliamentary term. I've started that process. I think Dikelani feels strongly about it with appropriations matters, and we're going to take that forward. So, colleagues, that's the section on process. Now, Dennis, you say in the chat group something. Just come in. What are you asking?
Yeah, thanks. And please understand this is not a criticism. It's a genuine question.
Yeah.
In terms of process. Should we not cover the paragraph by paragraph, then deal with the report, and then accept the bill? I noted on the last one that we accepted the bill before we discussed the report.
Sure. That's very interesting.
That's a good question.
According to the process as I know it, you look at a bill first. You vote on the bill, then you vote on the report. That is the structured legal process as I know it and rules. But you see, to facilitate the processing of a bill, it is better first to discuss the policy issues. This is something I introduced in 1998 when I became a chair, and I realized, you know what, it's better to look at the, well, after the first bill or so, because what happens, Dennis, is if, say, you agree on a policy issue, then that policy issue may impact on clause 1, 13, 22, 101, 164 or something, right? So once you accept the policy, in effect, it's easier to go through all the clauses in a way quicker. Whereas if you don't look at the policy issues first, some committees do that. In fact, most committees seem to do that. They look at a clause, then the parties will have the arguments, right? The same policy issue appears in clause 17 as it does in clause 3. Then they will look again at the issue and they'll repeat in a different form what they said. It's a long process. So there's an informal, we have to vote first on the bill, then on the report. So when we're looking at the report now, it's an informal consideration. You can't vote on the report first, as I understand it. But frankly, they can confirm this is the way it's been done. No one has ever challenged this in a court of law or anything. And it's a facilitation process. But mechanically, we can look at the bill. It'll be torturous. We'll have to look at each clause. Whereas if we look at the report, this is what we're saying, then Yanga can go through the bill quickly. So is that okay, Mr. Ryder and anybody else who wants to ask? You're correct, Dennis. Bill first, then report. And that's what we do technically and legally, but it's an informal looking at the report. In other words, the carryover from our discussions yesterday and last week, Thursday. Right, so what you want to say, Dennis, are you fine with this?
Yeah, I'm happy with your response. Thank you, Jay.
Good. Yeah, okay. So, but good question. You're right. So, on the tax, export tax on scrap metal, Dennis gave us a submission, which we largely used. But already, by the time he gave it, I'd already done that section, but we added what he said. So, I think we should go there, right? So, the last paragraph of the section, above 5.2, be 5.1, we believe that we need an affordable supply of scrap material. We all agree it's a complex and challenging sets of issues, but the majority of the stakeholders anyway agree to this. Makes us feel more comfortable, obviously, with a complex issue. It's mainly, as Dennis points out, an issue of DTICC, which actually, as a portfolio committee, we will forward this to the committee secretary, this paragraph, as we have to forward all paragraphs affecting any other ministry or committee. And we want you to monitor, Yanga and your team, the outcomes and review if necessary. Now, on that one, anyone else say anything? I think there the parties more or less agreed with the reservations we have. I think Dennis has the same view, and so the DA, presumably. Okay, 5.2. Sorry, yes?
Before we move, sorry. Dennis,
you want to add
just
something?
A brief comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually expected this to be in already. Just the point, Mr. Axelson went to some trouble to just point out the fact that there are international treaties, and compliance with those international treaties.
Yeah.
I think a little too long about that.
Okay. No, you're right, Dennis. You're right. Let's put it in. I don't think that's a big issue. Yanga, can you do me? Is Chris around? Let's see who's here. Chris is not here, is he? Yanga, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Chair.
Oh, Chris, can you give us, because, you know, for me to craft it now at this late stage, just give us a line or two, the point Dennis makes.
Yes.
Some of this is correct, right, is related to international treaties we have. Am I correct? Is he correct?
Yes.
Good. Can you give us a line? Which means within 5 minutes, how long it'll take you. You can do it in your sleep,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So, okay. But don't go to sleep, just do it. Okay. The text in, now this is the big one, right? And I explained to Dennis, and let me repeat, that I don't think there's major party political differences, how to manage it. So, you know, younger, I want to repeat, right? Some, at least in this committee, and I'll say as a chair, I am not convinced, actually, that you gave us full and concrete replies to the questions we raised. So, but on the whole, you know, we're treading cautiously and saying, okay, you know, we'll go for National Treasury. But if this thing comes back to hit us, we're going to go running to the NA, right? So, and they must, the stakeholders, please, you know, we say it in our report. The stakeholders have to lobby and present the best arguments they can that side at the NA. They can't come here and expect us to do what we cannot do. We can do certain things, but I've explained, thanks to Frank and Esther, you know, clearly the limited power we have. But that doesn't mean we won't do what we're supposed to do. Now, the committee basically now says, essentially, that given the importance of education and the consequences of the unprecedented COVID-19 crisis for the economy and the national fiscus, and while we recognize the complexities of managing this tax exemption, the committee is not clear to the National Treasury that National Treasury could not have found a compromise between its concerns and those of the stakeholders opposed to this amendment. National Treasury could have sought to incrementally give effect to this amendment to understand more clearly what the effects will be. However, on balance, the majority in the committee agree with the amendment, but recommend that Treasury monitor its effects and report back to the NCOC within 2 years on its concrete outcomes. Now, colleagues, we will have to take this to the NA, because they can report back to us, but we're back to square one. So what we do is we write to do this in the next 24 hours, and I'll speak to the chair there, that we would like them to first receive a report of this nature. So on this one, is there any comments, any questions?
Chair, look, obviously I disagree with the solution or the comments, I beg your pardon, with the conclusions that have been made in the paragraph. I still stick to my guns and I stand firmly behind my position.
Yeah, fine. We'll include in the report as we do. It's your right as a party. You can just say that at the end we just put in the DA has reservations about the following issues. And then you just put it down, okay? That's not a big deal. That's the norm. 5-3. On the venture capital thing, now, Younger, you know, you guys must deliver, eh? Because that we can demand. It's not a change of a policy. It's actually accountability to Parliament, in this case, the NCOP. On this one, we're going to demand that you actually report back, because you promised to have this workshop in December and to pursue these things in 12 days. So our conclusion is, having heard both sides, the committee agrees with this amendment with a recommendation that NT engages further on this with all the stakeholders concerned and report back on the effect of the amendment and the engagement to the stakeholders. I think we should say within a year. Can we add within a year? Otherwise, it leaves it too open. Is that okay? So by the time you bring us these bills to the NCOP, I will also engage with the NHFS on this issue. Okay, Younger, you have to deliver a report. You had all these discussions. The effect of it will not be spelled out in 1 year, Younger. I know that. So you can report back in 2 years, but at least tell us where the negotiations are going. In Nkululeko, your job and Esther's job is to ensure that next year this time, you know, that this matter is done, whether it's here and not here. Okay. Can we move on that one? Sorry, yes, Younger?
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, in Jordan?
Yeah, no, Chair, let me just concur on the time frame. I think that would be okay. Thank you very much, Chair.
Oh, thank you, Njalu. You know, I mean, otherwise you get lost. They will say, well, we didn't know we have to do it. Younger, are you listening, my friend? Next year you come here and to the NA, we'll speak to the chairperson there and give some report on where your discussions are going on this matter. But we're not saying you'll be able to tell us the outcome. Younger, are you listening? Are you fine? Chris?
Chair, we're listening. We're all here.
Oh, fine. Oh, you're here also. Right. Thanks. Now, on the retirement fund, there wasn't much traction for this, eh? There was, I think, Fani Lowe can send us a one-liner or whatever he wants, but Fani Jitoy, sorry. But, you know, I didn't see much traction for this. And I think what Tracy is saying, this was the, I felt personally, and I think the ANC study group feels, this was, you know, the clearest one. We never for one moment, well, we listened to what Charon and others had to say, what Charon means, but, you know, we weren't convinced by the stakeholders yet. Okay, on that one, can we move on? Because I don't think there's any issue. Fani, do you want to say anything? We can put a line in. You can send it to us. It'll go to, we're not in a hurry to get into the ATC. Am I right in Kululeko? Because we're voting. We're voting next week, Tuesday. But let's get the report through the ATC. So anybody from the opposition parties who now says, you have to say it in a meeting, because you can't come with an amendment or to the report after we vote on it. So as long as we agreed with Terrence, he's got an issue with the bursary thing. Can bring it in. Funny, if you bring it in by in the committee now, we can include it, but if you once we voted on it, we can't. So if you're not saying anything now, I'm gonna pass on. 5-5 is amendment to 183 rule. I don't think anybody took to that from the stakeholders. Then on the other issues raised, we obviously said there were five new proposals and those must go to the NA and we recommended that. And then we also want to express our appreciation. I don't know how other members feel, but I think a lot of us will feel that it was a very impressive quality of input the stakeholders made. And also the replies from Treasury were also very good, really. It was like a high-class exchange. Normally, at this time of the year, it's pretty boring of this. Tax bonus because they come. Not that we're asking for people to then use us to fight for what they should actually fight for on the other side. Having said that, we will now look at the bill itself and then come back to the report. So let me go to the bill, colleagues, go to the bill, the no amendment bill. Open. I'm telling you every step I'm making it. So how you open this tax law? Here we are. Okay, Yanga,
okay.
You're going to take us through this poll, right? And okay. Then members, obviously what would happen here, in the case of anybody opposing the poll, that is, you can choose when we come to the clause, you know, if you want to oppose it, then we put it in the report that you oppose this clause, or you can, at the end of the process, say the DA rejects clause, whatever it is, and Yanga can help you in finding the clauses if you can't do a long bill like this. That's how it works. Okay. I see Chris giving some flip here. Let's just see. Chris has sent something. It says, all right, he's given us a sentence there. Thanks, Chris. You're very quick, eh? Okay, read that sentence there, and if people are fine with it, we'll include it. I'll look at it in a moment. Okay, let's go through the bill first.
Okay, Chair. Clause 1 of this bill deals with the amendment to Section 3 of the estate duty to clarify what constituted deemed property for purpose of calculating the estate duty.
Yeah, this one there was no traction on, so to speak. People agreed with this. Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Clause 2, Chair, deals with all the amendments to the definition in the Income Tax Act. And
yeah,
the content definitions here is amendments to the definition consequential to the annuitization of provident funds by 1 March 2021. Those are the important amendments here. And the other important amendment is withdrawing from emigration funds upon emigration. Withdrawing from retirement funds upon emigration. That's why they came to Parliament.
Well, let's go on.
Yes. Clause 3, sir, deals with amendments aimed at addressing the circumvention of anti-avoidance rules for trust.
Yeah, that we in the ANC feel strongly about, and I think other parties,
And then Clause 4, Chair, deals with amendments aimed at providing clarity on the tax treatment of the reimbursement expenses incurred by employees from business travel.
Nothing, nobody's fine. Let's go on.
Yes. Clause 5, Chair, it's a consequential amendment whereby we delete the word attributable to and replace them with the word effectively connected with, the in line with the text, please, Chair. Clause 6, Chair, this is the one that came to Parliament, to the NCOP, SECOF, amendment dealing with loop structures, whereby government proposed to make consequential amendments in the Income Tax Act as a result of the modernization of the exchange control. So Clause 6 deals with those amendments dealing with loop structures, Chair.
Yeah, that's a very technical matter, and we, you know, we're fine with it.
Clause 7, Chair, it also came here in Parliament. Changes relating to the anti-avoidance provision regarding to change in residence. Those are part of the written submission.
That's right,
Clause 8 deals with consequential amendment to the 2019 amendments to mirror the wording in 2019. So this is a technical correction, Chair. And Clause 9, also one of the modernization as a result of the exchange control modernization changes in the Income Tax Act, whereby we are dealing with the taxation of transfer of listed security to an offshore exchange. It also came with the written submissions to you, Chair. Clause 10, Chair, deals with two important things. The first one is the employer-provided bursary, of which it came here. And the second one is the amending the 183-day rule for the foreign remuneration exemption in light of the 2020 travel ban. So that's in Clause 10, Chair. Those came to you as well. And Clause 11 deals with amendments relating to anti-avoidance provision regarding taxation of foreign dividends received by residents, Chair.
Right, can we go on, please?
And Clause 12 deals with consequential amendments as a result of the annuitization of Provident Fund. Clause 13, Chair, it also came with the written comments clarifying the tax treatment of doubtful debts for taxpayers using IFRS and those that are not using IFRS, Chair.
Okay, fine. Can we move on, please? People will interrupt if they want to query anything.
Okay. Clause 14, Chair, it's a technical amendment whereby we align the words of the clauses with the DTI. Instead of saying incentive, to say investment scheme as per the DTI language. Clause 15, Clause 16, Chair, those are the technical amendments whereby we are in Clause 15 introducing a sunset date for the tax incentive, as well in Clause 16, introducing a sunset date for the tax incentive. And in Clause 17, here we are making changes to Section 12J, whereby we are trying to take away the anomalies in the anti-avoidance measures made in the VCC. And here we are assisting the VCC, and the effective date is 31 July 2020, Chair. And then Clause 18 and Clause 19, we are putting a sunset date for SEZ, Chair. Clause 20, we are putting a sunset date for SEZ. Clause 21, we are putting a sunset date for low-cost housing deduction. That's another incentive. Clause 22, this is a technical correction. We are taking away it and we replace the word with immovable property. Clause 23, you are changing the word cryptocurrency to crypto asset, Chair. That's a technical correction. Clause 24, we are clarifying the interaction between Section 23 and Section 23L, Chair. And Clause 25, here that is a technical amendment whereby we are deleting absolute provisions in that provision. And Clause 26, it goes together with Clause 24, interaction between Section 23L and Section 23. And then Clause 27, amendments to Section 24J, amendments to cap avoidance caused by distribution of dividends. And Clause 28, is consequential amendments regarding the insertion of paragraph 20, 3B of the second schedule. So this is a consequential amendment to the amendment is made previously. And clause 29, those are the writs whereby this came to you, Chair, whereby SAICA said we did not do an amendment, and you said we did amendment in Section 1 and also in Section 25.
Yeah, that's right.
And clause 30, we are making amendment to Section 29, Cap 8, dealing with taxation of long-term insurance, Chair. Clause 31, amendment to Section 31 of the Income Tax Act, transfer pricing rules, Chair. Clause 32, amendments to Section 40CA, clarifying the rules relating to the acquisition of shares in exchange for debt, Chair. Clause 33, amendment to Section 45, it also came with the return comments whereby we clarify the interaction between and the avoidance provision of intra-group transactions. Clause 34, it came also with the return comments clarifying the rollover relief for unbundling transactions. Clause 35 is consequential amendments to the amendment made, whereby in 2018 we made amendment to the Act subject donations tax, so we are making a consequential amendment to the effective date, Chair. And clause 36 is a technical correction, correcting the reference. Clause 37, it came also with the written comments addressing tax avoidance involving collateral lending arrangements, Chair. And clause 38, we are inserting paragraph A of the public sector fund. This is a consequential amendment, Chair, to the annuitization up for 1 March 2021. And clause 39, we are making amendments to paragraph 3B. This is also consequential amendments, Chair, to the annuitization. And clause 40, we are clarifying deductions in respect of contributions to retirement funds. This is also consequential amendments because when we are doing annuitization, we have to clarify all the deductions there. And clause 41 as well. Clause 42, amendments to paragraph 6A, consequential amendments to annuitization of provident funds also. Clause 43, technical amendment to clarify the wording in paragraph 5 of the 7th schedule as well as clause 44. Clause 45 is consequential amendments to amendments made in 2019 to mirror that wording, Chair. Clause 46, it's a technical correction style of matter of consistency and style. We are removing the word end page. In clause 47, we are inserting a comma, Chair, after stock, trading stock. Clause
How
46,
come you missed that comma, young? That's disgusting.
Clause 48, Chair, we are removing the word end page, matter of style and consistency in the Income Tax Act, as well as clause 49, removing word end page, as well as clause 50, removing word end page. And then clause 51, consequential amendments relating to loop structures similar to Section 90, whereby it was brought to you as a result of the exchange control modernization. And then clause 52, the amendment clarifies that the capital gain treatment derived by a resident trust which is vested in a beneficiary of a resident, Chair. So this is a consequential and a technical correction. And then clause 53, yeah, this is a technical correction whereby we have to revise the Income Tax Act so to take into account the changes made in the Education Training Colleges Act. We remove the word public college. As well as clause 54, we remove the word basic and further based on the Act, Chair, of the Public Colleges Act. Clause 55, we remove the word and pay. Clause 56, we are making amendments to the 11th schedule dealing with government grants, whereby government grants are distributed by the DTI. So each and every time DTI has identified a government grant, we have to update the Income Tax Act, Chair. And then clause 57, every year we make amendments to the customs and excise. on the regulations. So clause 57 is the continuation of those. Clause 58, that is the export tax, introduction of export tax on scrap metals. Clause 59, introduction of export tax on scrap metals. Clause 60, introduction of export tax on scrap metals. Clause 61, amendments to the value added tax chair as a result of reviewing of the Section 72 ruling for cross-border leases. Clause 62, and then this is amendment to the VAT Act for VAT treatment of transfers under corporate reorganization rules. And then clause 63, we are deleting Section 22HF. And then clause 64, this is the review of the Section 72 VAT ruling as a result of the telecommunication services due to the supply agreement. It came to Parliament, we discussed it the other day, it was on the written submission. And clause 65, here we are updating the provisions to take into account the new paragraph, Chair. And then clause 66, we are clarifying the VAT treatment of irrecoverable debts, Chair. That is a technical correction. And then clause 67, this is a technical error whereby we change the word listing to listing. Clause 68, these are amendments to the securities transfer tax to clarify the exemption from taxation of international organizations, Chair. And clause 69 goes also with clause 68 to say that international organizations will be allowed exemptions from securities transfer tax in terms of the agreements with those international organizations. And clause 70 deals with the employment tax incentive. We clarify the rollover relief for ETI, Chair. And clause 71, here we are making amendments to the Taxation Laws Amendment Act to postpone the effective date to 2022, as well as Clause 72, as well as Clause 73, Chair. And then Clause 74. Clause 74 deals with all the consequential amendments that we have to make in the Income Tax Act due to the annuitization of Provident Fund with effect from 1 March 2021. That is Clause 74. Clause 75. Yes. And then clause 76. Here, that is a technical correction, Chair, whereby we delete paragraph C. And then clause 77 is allowing carbon levy pass, carbon tax pass through. That is a carbon tax amendment, Chair. And clause 78. Here, we are postponing the effective date for changes that we made in Section 31 on transfer pricing to be 2022. And in Clause 79, we are postponing the effective date for changes made to the surviving spouse's death treatment of pension and then to make it to 2022. And Clause 80, that is the title of the Act, Chair, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Firstly, we forgot to raise that in our study group yesterday, we raised this issue. Can we go back to page 28? Have you got 28, the younger of the bill? Colleagues, we're on 28. We got it? Younger, you could blow this bill off. I bet you memorize this bill and you dream about it.
Page 28 is the
couple
she was
checked.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're right, Chair. She does dream about it, I think.
Yeah. And you've tormented her and made her dream.
All her dreams on the
right. So look here. Please, no facetious remarks. These are important questions of the nation, right? So can we go to page 28, please? Can we look at line 41? Taking so long. Yeah, you got it there. Amended by. Amended, it says amendment of section 1 of Act 89 of 1991. Have you got that? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Jadu was mandated to raise this yesterday. He forgot. What the ANC wants to know, Yanga, firstly, is what exactly is the amendment of section 1 of Act 89, 1991, as amended by Section 21 of Act 136 of 1991, Paragraph 1 of Government Notice 2695 of 8 November. The ANC says this is not consistent with the Freedom Charter, Yaka. And Momo should know better, okay? As a former activist, right? So, Momo, can you please explain to us what are all the sections 81 of Act 53, Section 114 of Act 74 of 202, etc. Can you please spend half an hour explaining that to us? Because you won't vote on this bill. We fully know all
of
that.
Che, that's the test we do for all MPs. before you vote on the bill.
Act 89 of 1991, Chair, is the VET Act. That's when the VET Act came in.
He's joking, Yanga, he's joking.
Yeah, now Yanga's quite like it. No, the reason I say this, colleague, when I became chair of this committee, I even rang Momo in despair and said, hey, you know, we can't pass bills that we don't fully understand. So how can I now spend hours and hours checking a typical one, like amendment of, first I must check Section 1 of Act 89 of 1991 and look at this thing, how many acts are amended and sections amended. And then he explained to me, no, you look at the policy issues, no way in the world. I don't trust National Treasury, not Momo in particular. Parliament should not, except for this. So I asked one of the researchers to go and look at how it's done in the UK Parliament and elsewhere, using an established democracy. And the answer was, well, he's right, actually. It's the tax experts in the committees in those parliaments who actually do most of the legwork on a bill. But the policy issues are decided by the politicians. Okay, SPN them goes through this bill, but they're not tax experts. So I'm just saying that this, in my life, long life in this parliament, is the most difficult set of bills that you process because they're so complex and so long and so technical. And you cannot expect the research team to go through every line and check it and so on. That's what I thought is done on other bills, but you can't do it here. Anyway, thanks a lot for that, Yanga.
Chair, if you remember, I told you I don't wish it on my worst enemies to force them to go and read all those sections.
So, and you also told me, if I recall, that actually some of these things, although you command over the policy issues, it's your tax lawyers that assist with this. You require experience and expertise. I'm sure even you, Momo, with all your experience, I mean, especially the pre-1994 little niggles here that I mentioned, you don't actually know fully what was done then and why. But anyway, we are where we are, so we need a mover and a seconder for the bill. Unless there's somebody wants to raise something about the bill as a whole? No. All right.
Is it the right time for me to register my disagreement with Clause 10? My reservations with Clause 15, which dealt with Section 12J.
Yeah, that go into the report. Your choices are, if Frank's here or if Nkulunda can help, as I know it, you either vote for the bill, against the bill, or abstain. And in the report, we cover your reservations. Because remember, the bill, we actually don't report. Strictly, we don't take the bill to the House, as you know. We take the report on the bill to the House. That's why it even says, you know, the report, and that's what we debate. So you can, you know, it's unusual if you oppose one clause in particular. It's like not a fundamental rejection of the bill as a whole, as does happen now and then, like municipal structures bill, you guys opposed it. Municipal systems bill, I think you opposed, and so on. That's different. Yeah, you just got one clause. You see, when we first came here, they asked us to go through each clause. That was the rule. You had to vote on each clause. But 10 years down the road and so on, people realize that's absurd because you vote on the bill as well and you vote on the report. And, of course, we note the opposition's reservations or opposition to a particular thing. So those are the options before you. Is Frank here? No. But I think, Dennis, you know that, right? I mean, you either vote for a bill against it or you abstain, but in the report, you put your stuff down. So it's your call. So we can now go through the formal process, a mover.
Can I comment on this?
Yes, please do.
Yes. Now, Chair, I think in terms of the how National Treasury, Yanga and Momo have give clarity on each clause, I think it's highly appreciated, and I think it's it was very much put in very clear terms. So, Chairperson, I think I need to say that, and then to propose that we adopt the bill.
Okay, is there a seconder?
I second.
Chairperson, I second, Chairperson.
Yeah, let's have Dolani because, you know, he has to justify to his traditional community what he was doing between 9 and 12, so, or at least 10 and 12. Today. So we have, and plus he must go down in history as supporting
Chairperson, let me put it on the historical record that on this day, the 2nd of December, I rose into this August house to second.
You mean you're describing us as an August house? I'm honest.
You we are an August committee.
The Eastern Cape Provincial House of Traditional Leaders is not the August house. Oh, I see. I hope you understand the traditional leaders. Okay, so... any opposition? Abstention? No. Okay.
Yes.
So,
I've got Mr.
Dutoy. Yes, Mr. Dutoy.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, please note that the Freedom Front Plus rejects the bill.
Sorry, you reject the bill. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yes,
you oppose the bill. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is there any other comment from any other party?
PSS?
Yeah, you reject the vote.
PSS reserves its position.
Oh, reserves its position. Yeah, but on a bill you either vote, that goes into the report, my brother. On a bill
we reject it then.
Okay. Then, Dennis, you want to say something?
Also rejecting the vote, right?
Sorry?
Also rejecting the vote?
Okay, fine. It's unusual in one clause, but anyway. All right, that's your right. So then, have we got a majority vote for the bill in Kululeko? You've counted them, right?
Yes, Chair.
Right. So we've got the majority for the bill. You know the numbers and so on. Okay, thank you for that. Let's go back to the report. What's his name? Chris has put something there, basically, and I think it's fine. I mean, I haven't read it, but we can tweak it. I will do it and... forward it to the committee, but Dennis, good point. And then Dennis is going to send us his reservations about the Percy matter, right? Within an hour of the meeting ending, right? So let me go back to the report. There we go, yeah. So the draft report is accepted with also Frank's suggestion that we add those lines, right? Having said that, can we have a mover for the report, please?
Chairperson, I would like to move. For the adoption of the report.
Okay. Seconder?
I second the move. Chairperson? I second. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. I see you stole our Alex Mashilo, eh? He's your economic advisor now to your premier. You didn't even discuss that with me, Mama Rafale, but fine. We'll talk offline. Okay, then the next issue is the report. On the...
Mr. Chairperson, I've got Mr. Wright and Mr. Dutoy.
Mr. Dutoy?
Chair, yes, if you can just please note that the Freedom Front Plus doesn't support all the recommendations in the report.
So it rejects the report, yeah, okay. And the DA reserved its right and the AFS rejected, yeah, we know. Thank you very much. But
thank you.
Support, yeah. I am Comrade Moletani's spokesperson, yeah. Okay, so... Okay, so now we go to the draft calendar, right?
Chairperson, I just wonder if Mr. Dutoy is just rejecting this report and is shooting from the hip. Did he get a mandate from his party?
He gave himself a mandate.
Point of order, I believe that the Honourable Member is out of order. Making assumptions like that, even thinking in that manner, I mean, if he was delegated from... whoever delegated him, then he's welcome to make utterances, but I don't think he's allowed to point a finger at any of them.
Joking, man. Funny. Hey, he's joking, man. I said in that spirit, he's just teasing you. Okay, funny. So when I was in school, I read this line. The best committee is a committee of two when one is absent. Okay? So I like this idea that, you know, it's a single person party in parliament. Ooh, what sort of caucus funny do they have? I think the PNC has got one member in the NA, right? If I'm correct. So, and the Al Jama party has got one member. So, very interesting. Presumably, their party political representatives who are not in parliament constitute their like caucus structure. You were just joking, honestly.
Yeah, luckily, the Freedom Front Plus is the fifth largest party in the in parliament, so obviously with that caucus.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a matter Dennis is Kakido. The gap between number five and number one
is
the gap between Mongolia and the United States, right? So, United States under Trump.
No, so one man.
All right, so now, colleagues, on this one, the report basically notes both what the stakeholders have shared and what the Treasury has said, and here there were no issues from the political parties that I remember. Certainly didn't come up in the committee, but if people want to now say anything, we note the concerns expressed by the stakeholders. While noting that, the committee feels that SARS's responses were sound and agrees with the amendments. So that's our conclusion. Any comments here? I don't recall in Kululeko or Esther there were any party political differences. Maybe there were, but again, you know, Dennis, when we come to it, we can say that DA reserves its judgment, EFF opposes it, and I think Wolfani will speak for himself. Okay, so can we move on, unless somebody wants to raise anything about the report? Nope. All right, then let's go to the bill, the final bill, colleagues. You'll be relieved to know. And it's a shorter one. Open. Now we go to tax administration. Okay, tax administration laws amendment bill. Right, Younger, go for it, please. 28 pages.
It's Franz Thomas, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, Franz is here. I thought he's not here. Okay, Franz.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honourable members. Thanks. So, clause one is a truly earth-shattering clause. We delete two full stops. So,
yes, okay, clause two.
Clause two, we remove some obsolete language, which is offensive in the modern era.
Yeah. I thought that, yeah.
Clause three.
Terrible word, Frank. Why didn't you pick it up 50 years ago? I mean, really, you're very backward, you SARS people. Never mind your pink shirt. Can I ask you something, Frank? Is it decorous for a grey SARS official to wear a pink shirt? I saw a very nice tie last week as well. You pick these things up, you know why? Because you're looking at a person's face the way you don't do, obviously, in a physical meeting, right? And you can see my ties. They're just wonderful. Right? You can't compare with me, but I like your tie last week and your pink shirt surprises me. I'm teasing about your grey hair. I think your partner or your wife will get upset. Okay, let's go on. And your family, I'm teasing. Fanny, join us right now. Fanny might interrupt on a point of order that I'm being rude, Fanny. I'm just being facetious or teasing. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Fortunately, my partner likes my grey hair. So, moving on. is related to a subsequent amendment where we clarify that the commissioner's approval is required. And if the commissioner's approval is required, you should have the right here to object if it is not granted. So that is inserted here. We then go on to the amendments to Section 18A. The key amendment here is that we extend the ability for what are known as conduit PBOs, so PBOs that collect funds to distribute to others, to distribute those funds to government departments for approved purposes.
Go ahead.
Clause 4 essentially exempts PBOs from having to do exempts them from having to provide for provisional tax. Paragraph 13 is an update because these clauses still, or these section paragraphs still deal with the old paper-based employees tax system, which no longer exists. So we're cleaning that up here. Paragraph 30, clause 8, this is the first of the changes around the willfully and negligently. So this is now in the pay-as-you-earn system. We'll come to a similar set of changes in the value-added tax system, and then the most substantive changes are in the Tax Administration Act. That's Clause 8. Clause 9, this is just a technical correction. Clause 10, here we are updating the Customs and Excise Act to cater for any changes in the exchange control system that may come into force. So instead of referring to a particular set of regulations, we refer to regulations issued, so that new regulations can come into force without the Act needing to be changed. There's an interesting one here as well, in that we find that some diplomats, let me be very clear about that, are abusing the ability to shop duty-free in South Africa. Clearly, we can't take action against diplomats, but we can notify the Department of International Relations Cooperation of the issues we're having, and then they can take it up directly with the missions concerned. And so we're relaxing secrecy for that particular purpose. Clause 18. So here, this is a change to assist with additional competition in the ability to move goods between warehouses. Clause 12 is a correction to clarify an issue around the corrections and cancellations. Clause 13, we start working on the export duty. You'll see we're starting to bring exports in here. So these are enabling provisions for the export duty. Similarly for Clause 14. And similarly for Clause 15. Again, so these are all amendments to assist with the export duty that's being introduced. Again, Clause 16, 17, and then another amendment with respect to the potential changes in the exchange control system. We then move on to the Value Added Tax Act in Clause 19. Here, you no longer need to furnish a return to SARS. All you need to do is complete a form and retain it in case it needs to be checked at a later date. In Clause 20, we update for the fact that we no longer have identity documents in South Africa, but rather identity cards. In Clause 21, it's the offences provision that I've mentioned already. In Clause 22 and 23, in terms of the Income Tax Act, if you have a return outstanding, we may refuse a refund until such time as the return is furnished. The idea is simple there, because it may turn out you owe us money in that outstanding return, which is why you haven't given it to us. So please give us the return, then we can check and make the refund. Now, because of the close interrelationship between the pay-as-you-earn system, the skills development levy system, and the unemployment insurance contribution system, we are cascading that requirement up through so that all three match. In Section 12, we are inserting a comma which was lost in an editing process some years ago, and there have been some debates about what that missing comma means, so we're inserting it to close down those debates. In Clause 25, again, the potential for the changes in terms of the exchange control. In Clause 26, we are removing the word object because that has a particular technical meaning in the Tax Administration Act, which is confusing in this context, so we're spelling out what we mean here. Clause 27 ties in with Clauses 93 and 95, Sections 93 and 5, Clauses 28, 29, and 30 all go together with it. Essentially, what we're doing here is we are changing the system so as to support the auto-assessment concept, so that if there is no return, we can still do an estimated assessment so that we can close the tax year for people who didn't have to give us returns. And the other thing we are doing is we're saying that if you don't provide any response whatsoever to a query that was raised by SARS, SARS may make an estimate of your assessment, and you can only object to it once you have responded to the query. So that way we all have the facts on the table when we start debating whether the assessment is correct or not. In clause 31, this is a provision to allow SARS 30 days to try and find a home for payments which appear to be erroneous. People generally do not make payments to us for no reason. So if we have a payment that we can't allocate, we need a bit of time to try and work out where it belongs before we simply refund it to the taxpayer. In clause 188, this is an alignment of interest provisions, specifically touching on the mineral and petroleum resources royalty. In clause 33, again, that ties in with the alignment of the interest provisions so that they are all consistent. In clause 34, currently SARS need not make a refund if you are currently under verification, inspection, or audit. There's an obvious omission there, though, which is what happens if you're under criminal investigation. So the same, well, even more of a risk appears if there's a criminal investigation in progress. So the provision to not authorize the refund is extended to criminal investigations. There were some concerns from commentators in this respect, but if you read the provision carefully, it speaks to a specific refund. So the refund cannot be withheld if the investigation has nothing to do with the refund. Matching that, and that's the B that was brought in as a result of public comment, is if you can provide security for the amount of the refund, well then clearly the risk has been minimized and the refund can be made. So that was inserted as part of the public comment process. Clause 35 is then the most substantive aspect of the changes around willfully or negligently, and in this provision you will see the split between those which are only offences if they are willfully, and that's subsection 1, and those that are offences if they are willfully or negligently. And then clause 36 deals with the short title of the Act. And that brings us to the end.
Thanks. is there any question people want to raise about any specific clause or the bill as a whole? No. In that case, can we have a mover, please?
Chair?
Yes?
I'm not going to move for adoption. The Freedom of Front Plus subjects rejects this bill. Thank you.
Okay. So first, the procedure would be to get a mover, a seconder, and formally. Yeah, okay. We'll deal with the whole process, but on the policy issues and the bill itself, are there any further issues? I wouldn't imagine so we've covered. Okay, so now can we move for the bill? Mr. Njagu, are you moving for the bill?
Yeah, Chair, also just also to thank France and then and also move for adoption. Thanks.
Thank you. Seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
I second.
Okay, the lady did it first. She's disrespectful to the president.
It's Mama Rakhane. It's Mama Rakhane.
Oh, it's Mama Rakhane. Yeah, it's disrespectful. But anyway, it's fine. Okay, so Mama Rakhane is seconding. Now, those in support of the bill, let's register them. They're all, presumably the entire ANC is supporting the bill. So it's fine. We've got all the names. And then with the, excuse me, with the, you see, with this virtual system, you know, it becomes a bit complicated because there's new forms of voting and so on. So just to be fair, in Kurileko, have we got how many votes in favor of the bill?
Chair?
we have five chairs.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The same five that voted all along for the previous bill as well. The previous two.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's objection from EFF.
For record
right?
purpose. Yeah. For record purpose, EFF reject the bill.
Right. And finally, you rejected the bill as well. Am I right?
That's correct, Chair.
And DA.
Yeah, we'll abstain at this point. We'll confirm our support in the House.
Yeah, okay, so that is a majority vote, and the bill is therefore passed in the committee. It goes to the House for next Tuesday. Then we go to the report on the bill, and a mover and a seconder, please. We've already dealt with the report informally.
Ticket lady moves, Chair.
Thank you. Seconder?
Chairperson. I'm privileged to second Med.
That's a lovely shirt as well. Okay, so basically, let's take it that the DA reserves its right and the usual stuff on the report, right? The EFF opposes it and the Freedom Front opposes it. Okay, that said, we'll just go. Yeah. Yes.
Let's be honest. Based on Mr. Tomaszek's inputs through the process, as well as the quality of the report, I'm tempted to support it. Unfortunately, I do have to caucus first. So, I just need to say well done to everyone.
Okay, thank you. Now, Dennis has sent forward his stuff for the report. We've agreed that he can submit his stuff. It's quite long. Basically, he's taking up the issue of on the TLAB bill about the bursary matter. And feels basically what he said. He's saying the same thing as he said. A much better solution would have been to reach a compromise, which is what the report says anyway. And he argues that the National Treasury was evasive and didn't answer the question, which is partly true, I think. We didn't use those strong words, but we're saying the same thing. And the incentive, the point he made yesterday for middle and lower income earners, I can just edit it slightly, but I don't think there's anything here that he hasn't said, and it is right to speak on behalf of his party. He adds the same thing about figures, and then the 12J confirming that sunset clause is met with some reservations, as this clause has brought substantial economic benefit in our view, and so on, the removal of this benefit. Now, I don't think there's any difference what you're saying and what it says in our study group there. You just use stronger words. While the motivation of the waiting period for withdrawals from retirement, this is an onerous. Yeah, there we don't agree with you, but we'll note what you're saying. Because on the immigration issue, we are clear that's correct in our view. Anyway. So that's fine. There's nothing here you're saying that requires a review of the whole report and voting again. It's fine. Having said that, colleagues, I want to thank National Treasury and any of the stakeholders if you're here. I see Mr. Liebenberg's been here. And somebody else might be here that I didn't recognize. Thank you all. We are where we are. Mr. Liebenberg and your fellow stakeholders and whatever bills, I think you really have to do more campaigning on the NA side and engage more rigorously and vigorously with the National Treasury. Having said that, thank you all. Now we're going to do the minutes. I'm sure National Treasury would love to stay for the minutes, but on behalf of their minister and DG, I ask them to please leave. Right. So on the minutes, colleagues, Inkululeko is going to help me. We're going to start in the sequence that the dates, right? So basically, let's go to them quickly. Sorry, I'll give you that. You got all of them last night. Right, so in collective, you sent me a list, of the Audrey. Look, you did send me something. Just 1 second.
I've put it on the screen, Chair.
Oh, you put it. Okay, so that's excellent, my friend. Excellent. I found them in your email later, actually. 25th August is the first one, right? You can just help me along. So 25th August, colleague. Where's 25th August? Right. Okay, any questions? Okay, so let's look at 25th August. Right. Okay. Now, on this one, any issues people want to raise? 25th August?
I don't have any hand on my side, Chair.
Okay. So can we have a mover and a seconder?
Chairperson?
Yes?
If you may allow me to move for the adoption of this minister.
It'll be an honor, Prince.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move. So I move.
Okay. Who's going to second?
Mandy, second and goes.
Yeah, you have to go after it. Now, colleagues, can I just suggest your parties won't expel you? I mean, I'm taking to the opposition parties now. They won't expel you if you vote for a minute that's accurate. So, you know, you don't have to think like you're selling your party out, even if you want to sell it. I don't know, maybe you will expel, right? But I'm teasing you. But, you know, it's not a crime if the minutes are accurate. They're done by Nkululeko and Esther. I mean, I edit it sometimes, and sometimes they send the time. So anyway, can we actually move faster on these things, please? Okay, so I'm not great at computer like Nkululeko probably is. Okay, so the next one I must go to is open.
Sorry,
what's up, Mr. Ryder? 26?
Thank you.
Yeah. Auditing profession, but what's that, my friend? Yes?
Chair, sorry. I was a little confused because the minutes recorded as 25th of August actually say at the top 25th of July.
I picked that up this morning as well, that something titled wrongly there.
On the 26th, Chair?
No. Come back to the 21st. Right. If you look at it, it's got another date on it. That's right. I didn't look at the date, I must confess. Okay. Can you help there, Nkululeko?
Okay, Chair.
Can we come back to that?
Now, Chair.
Sorry. Help us, Nkululeko. You see, if you open it, it says 25th of July, 2020. That's right, Dennis. I did see that this morning, but I didn't look at the date now.
August 25th of July was a Saturday.
Sorry? That's a typo. Of it.
Yes, it's a typo, Chair. It was 25th of August.
Yeah, that's right. No, I forgot. I saw that in Kulikov, and I didn't get the time to phone you. I'll just change it on the thing. Can you change it on your... Thanks, Dennis. Okay, that I did pick up, I must say. But I didn't look at it now when I was doing things. So the next one is the 26th, right? Right, so we're
next thing.
26th of August. This thing is slow. Right, 26th. Yeah, I got that. Okay, right. Go ahead. This says Wednesday the 26th of July.
Wow.
It should be August, shouldn't it? What do you mean, how? It's political. You made a mistake, I think.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
All right, well, we can't adopt this, right? I mean, can you check in the meanwhile? We cannot adopt it if we're not sure what the date is. So can you go offline? We don't need you in this sense. Esther is here, and she can come in when necessary. So can you just go offline? Because we can't reconvene now, next year, and then, you know, I have to do this. Please settle this matter. I think that you've got the title month wrong with the date. The title of the month, the mention of the month in the text and the mention of the month there. But I think that should also read 26th August. Otherwise, it could imply that the Sunday, I think, is what Dennis is saying. All right, so let's go to the next one. Can you sort that off quickly? You don't be part of the meeting. I'll manage without you, and Esther can help. Yeah.
I'm checking that.
Okay, so now, fine, no problem, my friend. The next one is 1st of September. Right, where's 1st of September? 1st of September, 2020. Do people have 1st of September, 2020?
Yes, Chair, I sent it out. Let me start sharing these minutes one by one, Chairperson.
Okay, just put it on the agenda, please. Put it on the what you call... the screen, please. It'll be easier that way. Thank you.
Best of
right. Okay. So on this one, can you please look at the minutes quickly, if you haven't already, and tell us if you have any issues?
Yeah.
Yes, Dennis.
There seems to be confusion.
We can't hear you, Dennis.
Scroll down slightly, please. Yeah, there you go. Stop. Too far. Go back. This is relating to the auditing professions bill, and now we've got Honorable Shivambu briefed us on the Saab amendment bill. These minutes are not correct, Chair.
Yeah, we're rejecting these minutes. I don't know, Esther and political policemen, I mean, really. This is not acceptable, really. This is just not acceptable. Can you sort this out, please? We will have to vote on this thing again. I don't think we can defer it to next year. I think let's vote on those that we can, and we'll come back on Tuesday. Maybe we can meet at 1 o'clock tomorrow to deal with the two outstanding minutes. This is very disappointing, really. Okay, then we go to the next one in Nkululeko. Which is the next one?
September 9th, Chair, let me...
Okay. Yes, this reads 9th September, Wednesday. It's a Zoom meeting, briefing by the National Treasurer and Disaster Management. But these are the disaster management tax relief bills. To me, it's straightforward. I didn't pick up anything. Anything on this one? No. Mover, please, and seconder.
Chairperson.
Yes.
I am the mover. I rise to move.
I love the way you say it. It's such gravitas. Okay. So,
Chair.
Yes, Dikeledi. Okay, thank you.
Dikeledi, Gladys Mashangu, hereby second.
All right, thank you. Next one, Nkululeko, which one is it?
That is Chairperson, 10th September.
10th September, oh yes, it is. 10th September. Right, this is Thursday, 10th September. It's the same bills that we're looking at. And it's a very brief one, right? Is there a mover and seconder here, please?
I stand to move, Chair. Nadu.
Thank you. Seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you. Okay. The next, that's Mama Rakhane. The next one, my friend, is after 10th September. What, which one is that?
It's 29.
I've got a 9th September and a 9th September, and then after that?
After 10th September, Chair, it's 29th October.
Right, 29th. Yeah, here we are. Ministerial briefing. Sorry. So this one is the ministerial briefing, right? On the MTBPS. It's a joint meeting. And obviously all the minutes, all committees adopt the same minutes. Right. Is there anything here? Right. Mover and seconder, please.
Chairperson, it seems that you, we are the only movers and shakers here, so I move.
You're really moving and shaking.
Thank you,
my friend.
I second.
I think Injad has lost his team, Jolani. He was full swing at the beginning. He thinks minister are like, you know, he's only interested in policy issues. But what he doesn't know is that the minister reflect history, his history, political history in Parliament. I'm teasing you, Injad. Let's go on. Next one, please. Sorry?
3 November.
Here we are. Right, colleagues, this one deals with briefings again on the MTBPS, this time by the FSD and PBO. Any issues here, colleagues? Mover and seconder, please.
Chair, at the insistence of Mr. Nkuba, I will move for your adoption of these minutes.
Okay. Seconder?
I second, Chair.
My God, Bonnie! Wow! Can you issue a press release in Kuala Lumpur?
Thank you, Honourable Lukiva. Thank you.
You really inspired them. Okay.
I did it to support the previous speaker, Chair.
All right, wow. So, okay, let's go on. Next one, my friend in Kuala Lumpur.
For November, Chair.
What November?
For November.
Ah, for November. Right. Here we are. Right, this dealt with the public hearings, right? So, any comments here? Any corrections, questions? Okay, move and seconder, please.
I stand to move, Chair.
Okay. Seconder, please.
Yeah, right, I will second.
Okay, sorry. Dennis, either we meet next week, Tuesday, or you second the thing, please. The empty members are tired, so you can see. Stamina is you see me. Right, okay. Right, so Dennis second, that's a historic epoch-making intervention there. Okay, the next one, my friend in Kuala.
6 November, Chair.
6 November, ah, here we are. Right, this one deals with a briefing again by National Treasury on the MTBPS stuff, issues. Right, so the next thing then is actually to ask if there's any issues, questions, comments, corrections. Nope. Okay, move and seconder, please. It looks like we'll have to reconvene, eh? Nobody wants to.
Chairperson, let me provide leadership and move.
What can we do without you? It shows the power and influence of traditional leaders in the modern era, eh? Second.
And can we follow the leadership of the
Yeah. How funny does that one day? Okay, so the next one is what? 10.
10 November, Chair.
Yeah. So this one deals with consideration of committee report on the fiscal framework. Obviously, we did it jointly then. Right, so here, is there anybody who's got anything to say straightforward? So even Moletane can receive it. Moletane, will they really expel you if you just note that we met and we adopted a report? Hey, Moletane, you think they're going to expel somebody here? God, ask some
people. No, I know. I know, Shepard, I want to be expelled, but I will do it willingly.
Okay, we are on it. Okay, is there a seconder?
Second chair?
No one's the second the EFF. Wow, that's worse now. Are we so polarized? Pony, how about seconding this? To show
let
we are on
the second chair. Second chair.
Funny, can I move on your behalf? To well the sense of nation, never mind our diversity, EFF and Freedom Front. Both of you have got Fs in your title, right? So, two Fs at that. I like the title Freedom Front Plus, eh? Okay. Okay, so what's next, my brother? In Kuala Lumpur, we're done. 10th now. Then the next one is?
November, Chair.
What?
17 November.
Oh, yeah, we are. Got it. Thank you. Right. So Tuesday, 17th November. This is a briefing on the three horrible tax bills we just dealt with. Right. Any issues here, colleagues? I'm really impressed with the closing remarks here. The chairperson thanked the members, the delegation from NT and the SAAB. I'd like to make an amendment here. The wonderful chairperson. How about that, Fadi? Wonderful chairperson. Any opposing that? What's that objection? Okay, I will draw it because
it's reckless to boast in yourself, really.
Sorry?
Remember, 80 cents makes lots of noise. So.
Why you was gonna say some humor, I said. Okay, so on this one, any comments? No, Fadi says okay, Fadi, we can add. The empty tin chip, empty tin chip, makes a lot of nice curry. But if we do that, The flyer was serious about thanking the members, the delegation from Treasury itself, and the stakeholders. So that would be very, very funny. I have to object even from the chair. Okay, can we have a move for this and seconder?
I move, Chairperson.
Seconder, Mamarakhane. Seconder.
I'll second.
Oh, thank you. Okay, the next one, my friends, that's 17th November finished. Next one would be...
November.
Sorry?
24th November, Chair.
Ah, there we are. Got it. Right. This one deals with the public hearing on the tax bills. Anything, members? Okay, move and seconder, please.
I'm moving, Chair.
Thank you very much. The next one, my friend, in Kulalekwe is 26, am I right?
We don't have a seconder, Chair, for the 24th.
Oh, sorry, a seconder, yes, of course, sorry, thanks for reminding me. Seconder, please. All right, so I go and get a cup of tea, guys, and then I'll come back.
Seconding, Chair, Dikeledi Masangu.
Thank you. Working very hard today, Dikeledi. I think you must get a performance bonus.
Next November.
You are starting. I'll call Fanny for you.
Okay. So, I love that you call Fanny for me. So here we are. So now I ask you, colleague, is there any profound comment you want to make? Anything left out that you said, Dennis, that you're upset about? You know, Kulaleko, where's your loyalty? I mean, when you mention me, you simply say the chairperson without saying the handsome chairperson, the chairperson with wonderful tie, the chairperson has got such a wonderful crop of hair. None of that is mentioned. Okay, fine. How will future generations... Now, I want to ask you something, Kulaleko. In the year 2074, right, if somebody is reading this minute, how will they know the chairperson is so good-looking? You're not helping him, Kulaleko. You could get fired, but let's talk offline. Anyway, now, move on a second day here, despite the fact that I'm not described at all for my good looks. Never mind, I'll accept that for now. Not that I don't have good looks, just that it's not mentioned in the report. Right, because Dikeledi was a bit jealous. All right, Dikeledi, I believe you're moving on the support. No, seconder? Mamarakhane, Limpopo. Right.
You see how
funny. You don't realize your soft power. When you move for the minute, everybody jumps second. There's no one second.
You spoke about your beautiful ties and handsome
Don't you say anything. I'm ruling you out of order. Okay. Right. What else is left? As far as I can see, the end. 26th of November is the last one. Am I right?
Yes, Chair. It's only 25 August, 26th August, and 1 September that I will send to members. I still need to check what happened. Where did I go wrong with those
meetings? All right. Can I ask something? Colleagues, it will look very embarrassing if we were to adopt it next year. So can we meet for 20 minutes, actually? Okay, we sort it out now. Look, we are 20 minutes ahead of time. Can't we just sort it out now quickly? And what's the issue? Can you look up the calendar, look up the agenda, and we can all make state of nation addresses in the meanwhile. Can't we just do it now, colleagues? What do you say? Do you want to reconvene at 1 o'clock tomorrow? Or can't we just do it now? How long will it take you?
Can we do it?
A few minutes.
Can we finish it today, Chair?
Yeah, man. In Kulaleko. Can we have a 5-minute break and come back? So don't leave the Zoom meeting.
Yes, Chair.
How much time will you need? Can you, Esther, it's your job as well. Please, can you assist him?
But I think I managed to get the 25 July, Chair. What I wrote here on August, it's definitely July.
All right, so you put the wrong date. August,
yes,
Chair. Right? So you're sure about that?
Okay, just give me 5 minutes, Chair. Let me come back to you.
Okay, can we make it 10 minutes? Because, you know, the meeting will finish at 12. It's now 11:39. That gives us, what, 21 minutes? I can't add very well. So why don't we reconnect in 10 minutes from now? So at 11:49, we could have a tea break or a stretch break, or in the case of Dick Lady, a smoke break or whatever she has.
And yeah, that's like Deputy Chief Justice at the Zondo Commission. They have so many breaks, and that convinces advocate Mpofu. So it's fine.
Not hard, eh?
Well, okay. All right. 10 minutes break in Kulilika, and then we vote on this bill. In the meanwhile, Gillen, don't come back and say you want to open up the debate again about the groceries, right? I'm really getting out of order. 10 minutes break, colleagues. Please stay on the Zoom because we need a quorum. And thanks for your cooperation. Colleagues, can we start? Because Nkululeko's now clear what the issue was. Are we here in numbers? Let's see, enough to vote.
We're here.
Yeah, okay. So all that happens here, it's what Dennis actually noted. Accidentally. Nkululeko, are you connected now? Hello, Nkululeko?
Yes, Chairperson, I'm here. Sorry, my mic was on.
So basically, am I right? What happened here is that you accidentally put July instead of August. Is that correct?
That's correct, Chair.
So all that happened was it's a human error. You put 21st. I must say, I never look at the dates. Really. So you put, are we clear, colleagues? What happened was a typo. So it should be 21st August, not 25th July, and 26th August. Not 26th July. Colleagues, is that okay? So in that case, can we vote on the 25th of August in the first instance? Mover and seconder, please.
I move.
Willie? Okay, seconder.
I second.
Thank you. Then the 26th of August, please. Oh, dear. Right, there's no mover and no seconder. So when shall we convene? Because people have to get party mandate.
I move, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mamara. Yeah, second. Secondly.
Can I have the privilege to do the secondary?
Yeah, we are very privileged that you are having the privilege. Okay, thank you. Colleagues, comrades,
sorry, just to raise a point. Mr. Oakamp wasn't present for the whole meeting on the 25th, so I don't think he can move for the adoption of those minutes.
Oh, well, I wasn't aware. That we can only know. Now, why is Willie being is he going to take us to court now and say, yeah, they adopted the minutes even though I wasn't there all the time and I moved? And the chairperson is so useless and stupid, he didn't even know that. I tricked him. Willie, are you taking us to court?
Sorry, Chairperson, I thought that I was part of that meeting. If I was not, then obviously I cannot move or second that. Then it must be withdrawn.
Oh,
sorry for that.
He says you're part of the meeting. He says you're there part of the meeting. I don't know why he hasn't disciplined you as the leader of your party in the committee. All right, I know that I'm babbling on, but remember, we're not yet at 12, right? I've got 9 minutes more to babble. Okay, so can Willie, you withdraw your moving of the thing? Can somebody else move instead, please?
I move, Jay.
Thank you, Fani. Seconder? Oh, dear.
I second, Chairperson.
Oh, good. Mama Rakhane, you're really outperforming yourself here, really. I really think you're the star of the show, yeah? Congratulations and thank you. Now, listen, guys. Fani, what do you think of the DA, right? So, here you have the leader of the party exposing his underling, Willie, right? And Willie doesn't even know where he's going to be sitting and where he's not. And then on the other hand, Fani, what's his name? Dennis knows exactly where this fellow comes in and goes out. I think there's heavy tension there. Maybe they're backstabbing each other. They're only fighting out their conflicts about who should lead the DA in this committee. What's that, Fani?
I reserve my right to comment on that, Jay.
Needless to say, I thought you were objecting to your right. Okay, colleagues, Fred, I know this sounds stupid because we're seeing each other with the appropriations bill since we're the same lot, which I raised with enormous irritation with our chief whip, but he said, what do you want us to do? You're such small numbers. Well, the advantage of having, I do think, Dikeleri, that while it's a disadvantage because of pressures of time, and ideally one should have a different set of MPs, on the other hand, it is an advantage because those of us dealing with appropriations can get a better sense of what the fiscal framework issues were. And those of us dealing in finance, the fiscal framework, then get a better sense of appropriations. I think in that sense it's a step. But having said that, since it is the final meeting of the Finance Committee, unless there's some minutes or something that we have to meet again next week to deal with this big issue of minutes. But seriously, I want to thank all of you. I'm sure Dikeleri will manage the end of last meeting with the appropriations. I want to thank everybody for the cooperation we've got. We've had our differences, it's true. But overall, I think the spirit of this meeting is a full year. Last year, we didn't have one. We've got to know each other better and understand each other a bit better. So I want to thank everybody for their cooperation. Also, the tips for thanking the staff. Of course, the staff in Nkululeko was blaming Esther for the failure to get the July, August thing. So it's not Esther's blaming both Nkululeko and Poppy. Poppy said, I'm only the researcher. You know, I got nothing to do with this. I only research. I can research what went wrong, but I can't take responsibility. And they're all blaming Advocate Town. Now, I rang Advocate Town this 10 minutes. Advocate Town says, who would you believe, Chairperson? Would you believe me or Poppy? So there's going to be huge fights and tensions. And finally, Jutoy is going to represent our committee in the negotiations that are going to take place over Christmas, Dikeleri. I'm sure no NSC member wants to volunteer because Molefane will say these are all ANC deployees. Nkululeko is an ANC deployee. Esther is an ANC deployee. Poppy is an ANC deployee. So, you know, the EFF can't take part. So, Fani, we are mandating you to settle who was behind. Secondly, we are asking you to investigate, like the Zondo Commission, what is going on with the
Hi, everybody.